I'm Olga Zar, and this is SEO in 2024.
Olga, what's your number one SEO tip for 2024?
So my number one tip for 2024 is to actually start doing SEO tests and SEO experiments, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Okay, it might be tricky to do it in a nutshell, but at least if we do the tests and experiments, then that's a good start. So how do we know what to test?
So generally, the why behind this tip is that if you do tests, even simple ones, you kind of gain valuable SEO experience. You actually learn how SEO works. And even if you are a super beginner, this also allows you to gain that little experience. It also allows you to make decisions based on evidence instead of just assumption or guessing. It also, like, the purpose of that should be to optimize your SEO performance by understanding through your tests what works and what doesn't work, or what may work for your specific niche, for your specific website. It is also something that allows you for risk management. If you test on a small site, the site that you don't really care about, if something goes wrong, you won't pay for that, because you can be sure to only put those implementation on production which actually turned out well during tests. And this is also a way to stay updated, because we all know that Google changes its algorithm basically every day. And by doing those tests, you can, for example, learn what it is now that Google is valuing more than what was like a year ago or a week ago. Of course, it all depends very much on the scale, on the type of tests you are doing. But this is kind of my why. But I'm not sure if I actually answered your question, because I jumped into why and kind of...
Yeah, I mean, that was so many reasons why to do a test. Yeah, but you've got so many different things that you can test. How do you make that decision as to what to test?
So I would say that really depends on your KPIs for a specific project, and based on what you know you want to achieve, you will be able to determine what is it that you want to test. But in most cases, I guess it will be related to what you can do to make rankings increase, and basically to change the number of traffic, to increase traffic and to increase conversions and revenue. So there are different ways you can, like, different. There are endless ways of doing SEO tests, SEO experiments.
So would an example of an initial test be something like changing the format of your page titles on a certain number of your pages, and then split testing that against pages that have the existing page titles?
Yeah, totally. So A-B testing, kind of split testing, is one of the ways you can test. And this is what you said is a good example of that. You can, of course, do that with meta descriptions, content layouts, basically any element on the page. And there are, of course, other types of tests you can also do, like, for example, split URL testing. When you test different URLs, you implement the same change and you check how those URLs kind of react to that change. There is also, like, technical SEO tests, something I have come up with, when you basically only work on some technical SEO things, like, did mobile better mobile speed in the case of that URL, did it help really, or did it make any difference? Like the famous Core Web Vitals, where people were like optimizing them like crazy, and then a lot of tests shown that they didn't really move the needle. The same with example of a test, content experiments, a simple one, where you put the introduction high above the fold instead of below the fold, because before it was below the image. Those types of things can also, like, bring very interesting results. Another test, schema markup test, where you only add schema, nothing else. And will adding that schema change anything? Will it change rankings? Will it change traffic? it may change the presentation in SERPs. So will that different presentation lead to better CTR? Or I also love tests with internal linkings where you also do nothing but change internal links and observe. So some examples of tests. And they can be very, very simple. You don't need to like have a 1 million page website and do a huge test across all of them. You can simply put up a very simple WordPress site and simply decide, okay, I am testing title tag, and just test that one thing on that new test site. I usually recommend having a bunch of test sites so that you can test a few things simultaneously, or have like a control group or something like that.
So at the beginning, you mentioned the importance of running tests and experiments. Is there any difference between a test and an experiment?
That's a good question. To be honest, I was using them interchangeably, but now I am thinking whether this is actually the correct naming. That's a good question. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess an experiment doesn't need an alternative. You can run an experiment without a split test.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay, so you basically answered my question with this one.
Why do I bother asking questions? Yes.
Yeah. No. You know all the answers.
Well, I'm sure you know a lot more about this. So, what software? What's your favorite software to use for split testing or for testing?
So it really, again, depends. You can be as minimalistic about it as possible. You can simply use a spreadsheet where you list the URLs, for example, the rankings for specific keywords, and you simply list the changes you made, and you document, of course, the date. And this can be all you have, just a simple spreadsheet. You can also use more advanced tools, like, for example, I think this is SEO testing, which lets you set up more advanced tests and have better eye on how they are going out, what the results are, what the changes are. Because in the case of spreadsheet, you will have to be monitoring that on your own or with your rank trackers. The tool I'm also using, which is not necessarily strictly for SEO testing, but this is Quora, which basically measures statistically around tens of thousands of factors. And for a specific query, it shows you like statistically which factors have more kind of meaning. Like, for example, in the case of that URL, like title is the most important one. And having that basis, which is run against all the 100 pages that rank for a specific keyword, you can test whether this is actually true for your site. And in many cases, this will be true. So you will have better grounds for what actually you want to test. So those are basically the two tools I would recommend. And of course, when tracking rankings, you have to have a way which is really, I would say, efficient, because rankings like to fluctuate. So for example, what I do, I use a tool, I think it's called SERP Volatility, which every time I check rankings, it runs the test 10 times, the check, so that I know that after 10 times, the position is like that, and I will make a better decision regarding the results of my tests, because sometimes the position may just go up, and I said, okay, so this is thanks to my test, but maybe this was just a one-time thing up. So it is actually what matters is how much of a time a specific keyword is on a specific position, for example. Is it 100% of the time? And of course, there are things to keep an eye on, like Google Core updates. So if your test started the day before the update, you have to take that into account as well.
You mentioned that you ran a test 10 times to establish that it was a winner. But in general, how do you actually determine when something is a winner? Is there a certain amount of traffic that you need? Is there a certain percentage improvement over the initial version that you need?
I would say if I am able to, by saying 10 times, I meant that I run the check on the position of a given URL 10 times. Yeah, so this is what I meant. But here, if I create the same test on multiple pages, on multiple sites, and all of those instances of pages show similar result, then I am pretty sure that, okay, it actually makes sense to put the main keyword at the start, not at the end of title. So this is what I would say. You want to have a few instances of that running, like the control kind of group, and the actual the actual pages you are testing. And this is really, you don't have to be like super, super scientific about this. Just play with it, and it will kind of already give you a lot of meaningful things and like a different lookout on how SEO works.
So what shouldn't you test? What do you see SEOs testing and you think, why are they bothering? There's no point in testing that.
I would say this is not actually the issue. I would say the biggest issue is that SEOs aren't testing. And I was those type of SEO for a long time as well. Because we read a lot of stuff, we see a lot of articles, a lot of videos where people claim different things. And we usually say, okay, so this is true, this is true. And we keep preaching that without actually checking that for ourselves. So I would say this is the thing. I want them to test anything. It even has to be something that may not really make sense. Like, for example, now testing Core Vitals, because there have been so many tests run that we can be pretty sure it won't change much. But even running this Core Web Vital test can really teach us a lot about how to run a test and what we can learn, and actually the entire process. So not that they are testing wrong things, that they are not testing enough, I would say, is the issue, if we can call it this way.
So what don't you test yet, but you intend to test in the future?
That's a good question. There are a ton of things I haven't still tested, like hundreds. The one thing I haven't yet tested is a schema, like purely setting up a bunch of pages where I, for example, add just one sentence description with schema, and within that sentence I add entities which I think make sense for that specific query. So those are the types of things I want to like isolate and do, because like, yeah, I could only be just doing that, but I have to like do my job as well, SEO Sly. So I am quite slow with those tests, but this is something I intend on doing in the future.
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time doing testing in 2024?
I would say this is kind of similar to what I have already said, but I would say instead of reading and following those things that are like those shiny objects, like now this is what works in SEO, you should do that, and they implement that.
What's an example of a shiny object?
A huge example of that in the past were Core Web Vitals, and I was, I would say, a victim of that as well. I also went crazy about it. I created tons of guides, tutorials. I studied Google documentation, and it didn't really change anything for my site. So coming back to the question, I would say they should actually go back to fundamental rules in SEO and test them for themselves by simply creating a small website if they don't have any test website yet. I know a lot of especially new SEOs struggle. They don't want to create their own sites because they say, I don't have the skills, I don't know how to create a site, I want to learn the theory first. But it doesn't really matter. You can find a quick tutorial on how to set up a WordPress site in like 5 minutes. And it is important that you actually do that. And start by testing. How long does it take Google, for example, to index your new site when you publish it with 100 pages versus when you publish it with 5 pages? Anything on earth can be done and can bring you valuable experience. So more practice and less theory, in a nutshell again.
So testing isn't something that you do just in one batch and then that's it done, you can forget about it. You actually advise SEOs to have an active test going all the time.
I would say so, yeah. And you can even run some tests on your live sites. It's not always that you should do it on a test site. Of course, it depends on what type of live site you have, but it is totally okay to, for example, test the title change on your site. So I changed the title on this blog post, and now I'm kind of marking it in my spreadsheet and seeing what happens. Of course, there will be other factors in that type of test, which may influence the rankings. But even this is also a type of a test, that you actually do something, you document that, and you check what's going on after that.
Olga Zara is the SEO consultant at SEO Sly, and you can find her over at seosly.com. Olga, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here for the third time in a row.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at seoin2024.com.